Did you enjoy that song?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Lift your spirits and light your fire, right? Even though it's raining outside, you know, it should light your fire. If not, your wood's wet, right? So, yeah, good, very good. All right, let's look at nothing is impossible with God. Is it?
No.
Not at all. And that's what we're going to be looking at as one of our Christmas messages through the rest of this month, looking at the scriptures in the Gospels and other books and scriptures in the Bible. But this one's entitled, Nothing is Impossible with God. And we'll see that particular phrase in verse 31 of Luke chapter 1, 37. So if you will take your Bibles if you'd like, or look on the screen as I read our scriptures this morning. Beginning with verse 26, Luke chapter 1. This is Jesus' birth foretold. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth. Let me just pause right there. If you would like to know anything about angels, Gabriel, Michael, or in any of the other angels, come on Wednesday Bible study at 6, and you'll learn all about angels. Three things that we know about angels. They never increase, they never decrease, and they never die. Okay? And there's thousands and legions of angels. And we are surrounded by angels. So here we see in verse 26 that angel Gabriel was sent from God. Okay? As a messenger. All right. Let's move on to verse 27. To a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. And the angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative, Elizabeth, has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who is called barren is now in her sixth month." Here's that. Nothing is impossible. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, and this is the right answer, right? This is the right answer that any of us could give. "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So, I've entitled the message this morning. Nothing is impossible with God. As we briefly touch on the account of how baby Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary. Like the song says, come and look in the barn. Look in the stable where Jesus was born. The scripture said today, encourage us and believers to be intimidated. Well, what I would say, not to be intimidated by seemingly impossible situations, but to, what I would say, we pray, we believe, we trust, and we depend upon God. Just like Mary. She didn't understand it. How can this be? How can anything be? But with God, everything is impossible. Everything is possible with God. So, it reminds us that God's promises are true. We talked about that last Sunday. And His power is eternal and everlasting. Now, remember when you find yourself in difficult times, and many of us have found ourselves in difficult times and circumstances and situations that maybe we didn't understand at the time, but later as we had time to reflect and meditate through the difficult times, the situations, circumstances, that we better understood that God was still in control, that He was in the midst of everything that was going on, and we have a better understanding of God's love. Now, we have to trust Him in all things. All things. That's just not some. Some that are favorable or good, but in every circumstance in our life, we have to trust God. And be at peace knowing that our circumstances is not a surprise to God. God's not surprised by anything that happens to us or in this world. In fact, He will use those for the good. And I was thinking about a passage of Scripture. It came to my mind, which is Romans chapter 8, 28. And you've heard this verse many, many times. But I want to share it with you this morning. It says, and we know that for those who love God. And then it says, all things work together for the good. You look for the good, okay? You don't have a pity party and say, oh, woe is me, and look at all this bad stuff. But we always need to look for the good, because this verse says it all works for the good, together for the good, for those who are called according to God's purpose. Romans 8, 28. So if He says everything will work towards the good, Paul's saying this, and he knows this, and he's talking about God, everything will work for the good. He does good. Everything He does good. So this morning, we're going to learn that with God, all things are possible. So let's look first of all, with God, all things are possible. It was demonstrated and pointed out to us in verse 37. So in verse 29, we see that Mary was troubled by the angel saying what the angel had said. Angel Gabriel. Being that Gabriel had just called Mary favored. You are blessed. You're blessed by God. And you're favored by God. You were chosen to bear the Son of God, Jesus. Now we'll call that favored. So why was Mary troubled? Under ordinary circumstances, to become pregnant apart from physical act, what the Bible calls knowing, is impossible. The word impossible means nothing to the Lord. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. So the birth of the baby born to a virgin was a miracle. And we've often seen miracles in our life today, right? The Bible is full of miracles happening. And only God can cause miracles to happen. We can't make them happen. Nobody on this earth can make them happen. But God makes everything happen, and we can call it a miracle. And this is the truth that we're going to see, that all things are possible with God. Now, in Mark chapter 14, verse 35 through 36, we read where Jesus prayed to his heavenly Father in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the scripture tells us that he fell on the ground. He fell on the ground. He kneeled down and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And here that's verse 35. But we continue to read that Jesus said, Abba, Father, all things are possible with you. Now, I wanted to point this out this morning. Jesus even said, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. You see? And that's how we are to pray as well. Now, in verse 36, Jesus said, all things are possible for you. Recognizing everything was possible with God, his Father, our Heavenly Father. Meaning that all things are indeed possible with God. And now the key right here, I want us to see this. Not what I will, but what you will. Christ recognized all things possible with the Father. If you want it to happen, it will happen. And a lot of times we want things to happen. But we need to back up, just like Jesus said, this is what I want. This is what I desire. But on the other side of that, it's not what I want or what I will. Father, you know what's best, what your will be done. And that's in verse 36. Now, if the Lord has confirmed in our heart that something is his will, just like Mary, and this text is very applicable to us today. And that's why it's a message about Christmas. It's a message about our lives today. The things that go on in our lives today that we do not understand. And we need to understand that nothing is impossible with God. But we don't call the shots. We don't tell God, well, you do this, and I'll feel much better. No. We got to understand, just like Mary. Just Mary said, whatever you say, Lord, is good enough for me according to your word. Now, if the Lord has confirmed it in our heart, then something, it is his will, then we must show the same inward willingness of surrender demonstrated by Jesus. If we want to see it come to pass, we need to be, as Mary said, let it be to me according to your word. Pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. And the scriptures are given to us so that we have this as an example, so that we better can identify with the things in our lives, that the things that we deal with and we don't understand, but we know the Father knows best, and he knows all, and nothing is impossible with God. Now, let's look at the power of faith in seeing God to do the impossible. By faith, all things are possible. Now, at some point in time, if you want to read Matthew chapter 17, 14 through 20 today, take time to do that. It's on your outline there, Matthew 17, 14 through 20. I'm not going to read those, but I want to emphasize in this particular segment, by faith all things are possible. So what is it that makes all things possible with God? That's a question. I don't know if you've asked that yourself that question, but what is it that makes all things possible for us, for God? So, here it is. If we place our faith in God and in Jesus Christ, we are able to declare that nothing is impossible. Right? Yeah. By faith. By faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing. So as we read and as we hear the word read and as we hear God speak through the power of the Holy Spirit, that helps us believe, and to believe nothing is impossible with God. Because we know that the one with whom all things are possible will happen. So it's not up to us to overcome what seems impossible, right? It's not up to us. Now, we might think it is. Okay, so this has happened, so I've got to figure this out. I've got to overcome it. What's impossible? It's not left up to us. It's up to God, who is much bigger than we are, that understands the whole scope of everything that he has created and placed us right in the midst of it. Because, follow along with me, 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, which says, "And this is a victory that has overcome the world." What is it? Our faith. It's our faith. We overcome this world by our faith, and our faith is in who? Jesus Christ, our Savior. So our faith in God will make it possible to overcome anything and everything that life throws at our way. Just like it did with Mary, just like it did with all of those that was associated and experienced this happening with Mary. We will overcome through our faith in Jesus Christ. So when Jesus was born, it was a time of a political unrest. Last week I shared some things about this as well. As Galatians chapter 4:4 says that when the fullness of time had come, God sent his only begotten Son into this world to be our Redeemer. In the fullness of time. In the fullness of time, it was political. It was cultural. It was a lot of things going on at that time, and God made sure that the timing was exactly when it needed to be to send his Son into this world. And when Jesus was born, it was a time of unrest. Now, but it was into the darkness that the light of the world was born. That's Jesus Christ. The prophesied and long-awaited Messiah and Savior came. So it's been said, never doubt in dark what God spoke while you were in the light. Now, let's move on to the third part. Through Jesus' salvation, all things are possible. And every one of us here today have been touched by the Holy Spirit. And through Jesus Christ, he offered salvation to us. And by faith, we believed and we accepted him as our personal Savior. And that's why Christ came into this world and he died for all people, because we all come short of his glory. We all fall short. And that's why Paul says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Every day, we should think about that. Your sin, my sin, was the wages of sin. And we had a debt we could not pay, but Christ was willing to die. So, never doubt in darkness. Never doubt in darkness what God can do. So, in 2 Corinthians 5:19, it says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. While we were yet sinners, or while we were sinning, Christ died for us, the whole world. Now, according to 2 Corinthians 5:19, therefore it is through Christ, God's one and only Son, that salvation is possible. He's the only door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me or by me. John 14:6. Now, I want to share some other verses how Jesus' salvation is possible. To anyone here this morning and those that may be listening for the first time or several weeks or since we've been streaming our services live, I want us to see these verses because this is what Christmas is about. It's not about Jesus' birthday, right? It's about his birth. His birth. He came into this world. So, in 2 Thessalonians 1:12, we read, this is all made possible because of the undeserved favor of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you get that? This is all made possible through Christ. And then, in 1 Corinthians 1:30, we read, God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. He is the one who made us acceptable to God. That's that reconciliation I was talking about a while ago. He made us pure and holy and gave himself to purchase our liberty or our freedom. So that's another possible. And then, in Isaiah 53:11, I love this chapter. You need to go home and read this chapter. It talks about Jesus' sacrificial death on Calvary. We read about Jesus that when God sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of what he has experienced, my righteous servant will make it possible. There's that possible, see? Now, so I want to share these verses with you so that we will know that word possible is here through Jesus Christ. Nothing is impossible for many to be counted righteous, for he will bear all sins. See, Isaiah knew this in the Old Testament. He prophesied this, and then it was revealed in the New Testament by the prophets, by the disciples, the apostles, to proclaim everything is possible through Jesus Christ. Boy, it's awesome. So you see, if we place our faith in Jesus Christ, and many of you here today have, and I hope we all have, we will be able to take death right into the face and shout, nothing is impossible. Think about that. We will be able to declare, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? That's a good scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's another good chapter for you to read. So in closing this morning, we have learned this morning, what we've learned is how we can believe and boldly declare nothing is impossible with God. Because the Bible tells us, with God all things are possible. That's Matthew, Mark 10:27. And then if you have faith, nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17:20. That Jesus will make it possible for many to be counted righteous. Now, I want to run this by you again, one more time. All things are possible by faith. All things are possible with God. And through Jesus, salvation is definitely possible. To make it easy for us to remember, it is with God by faith through Jesus Christ. Pretty simple, isn't it? The scripture makes it very plain for us to understand and be able to comprehend the purpose of God's Son coming to this earth to be our Savior. Let us pray. Our Father God, thank you this morning that as we read the scriptures, we are encouraged. And you give us perfect instructions. You give us the perfect message to behold all year long. And as we celebrate your birth this season, may it revive our spirits. Give us even that hope that maybe sometimes we don't even think about, that we are reminded day by day, and I will say breath by breath, each breath that we take, it's a gift from you. Salvation is a gift. And we thank you for the miracle birth of Jesus Christ. And even our birth, when we are born, it's a miracle. And when every person that accepts Jesus Christ profess your name and is saved, what a miracle. The greatest miracles of all. Knowing that you loved us so much that you went to the cross, died for our sins, that we would not see eternal death separated from you. That you had a plan from the very beginning, and man took the wrong turn and went the wrong path. They went the broad way, which many will find, but the narrow way, straight and narrow, few will find. But those few that will find, Lord, what a blessing. What a blessing. Eternal blessing. So this morning, Lord, may we each and every one look down deep inside, and you tell us that's what we need to do, because we know that you reconcile us through Jesus Christ. You knew us for the foundations of the world, and you justified us through the death of Jesus Christ. And then you sealed us, and you will seal us with your Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption, past, present, future, even into eternity. Lord, thank you this morning for your message. May we take it to heart. May we May we reflect and meditate upon your words. And may it become a part of our lives that we make it. That we make it a lifestyle. Our walking with you and telling others about you. We thank you and we praise you in the precious name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Let us stand as we sing our final song this morning, which is a good song. Take time to be holy, right?